wait is finally over and sport is back on Now TV.
It's lights out and away we go!
Where you can watch Sky Sports, Premier Sports and BT Sport together and all without a contract.
What a fantastic part.
So whether there's a day, week or whole month of action you just can't miss, you can now stream the lot.
Oh, it's a fabulous goal!
This is your sport on your terms. Search Now TV Sports to find out more. 18 plus content streamed via internet. Full terms apply.
Right, Dad.
Hot.
Hot.
So hot.
It's hot today.
It's really hot.
Too hot. Right, well, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
This is the hot podcast.
The hot cast.
Yeah, it is hot, though, isn't it?
It's very hot.
And all those people going out now, aren't they? This lockdown thing's just breaking down, I think.
The Hampstead Heath yesterday was mad.
Mum said it was busier than in the highs of summer.
Yeah, but that's because people are usually at the pub.
Yeah, the pub or school or work.
And exactly, they're all on furlough or not working from home.
Yeah. Anyway,
it was mad yesterday. I tried to find a spot to sit down in to do my therapy on the phone because I was doing therapy. Because, you know, Mental Health Awareness Week, Therapy is good. Everyone should be able to afford it. Unfortunately, not everyone can, but we'll come on to that. So I was trying to find a spot to do my therapy, and I walked and walked and walked and walked and walked, and there's not a spot on Hampstead Heath where I could sit and not be heard by other people. So I ended up just walking for the whole session.
Wow. Well, yeah, happy Mental Health Awareness Week.
Happy Mental Health Awareness Week. I mean, I find these weeks a bit silly.
Well, yes and no. I think the mental health campaign has definitely benefited from having these days and weeks. And I mean, like this week, I've done so many of these kind of, you know, events and online talks and that sort of stuff. And I've definitely noticed the kind of way the language around it has changed, and that's a good thing. So I agree with you. I think most days, you know, when you see it's this, that and the other day. But I do think these Mental Health Awareness Weeks have served a good purpose.
Yeah, I mean, especially right now, but I do feel it's like, well, we're going to have all of this momentum, and then at the end of it, what's being done?
Well, I'll tell you,
by the government.
At the end of this, it's not momentum you're going to be talking about. You're going to be talking about a tsunami of.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the thing with, you know, it's Thursday, we're going to clap tonight. It's the thing with, like, you know, we'll all clap for the NHS, but actually the NHS is incredibly underfunded. People in politics will do hashtag Mental Health Awareness Week, thinking they're so, like, on trend, and that's what they have to do. But what are they actually doing?
Yeah, I must admit, the clapping, I'm getting not fed up with it, but it's like, I do feel that the government they're very exploitative about the whole thing. It's like, you know, there's shots of Johnson coming out and Hancock. And I know, they, in a sense, they've got to do it. But, yeah, you know, I don't know if you saw Prime Minister's Questions where Johnson, on the one hand, going on about all these nurses who saved his life, and then the next thing, absolutely slapping them in the face in terms of the...
Making them pay.
The bereavement stuff and also, yeah, making pay for treatment and all that. So I think that... And the clapping, I think, has become almost like a bit of a replacement for them doing what they actually need to do. And I'll tell you, I'm really worried about this. I just don't think the government have the capacity, inability to deliver on stuff seems to be pretty chronic.
Yeah,
I keep saying these new targets and they're just not meeting them.
I know, but we talk about this every week and honestly, we know this is happening. It's hard for people to constantly be digesting this.
Cause are you through with coronavirus?
No, but we know that this is happening. There's nothing someone like I can do. There's barely anything someone like you can do about it. And it gets really frustrating and upsetting. I think going back to the clapping and the way that not people like Boris Johnson clap, but people like us, normal people, will clap, is I actually have observed that on Thursdays, after the clap on our street, everyone like stays out for a bit because they just want some kind of interaction with people in their community. And there are a few people who obviously want to have, maybe they are on their own or haven't seen anyone all day, haven't had a conversation that's been interesting. So they want to have a chat with a new person. And I think for that reason it is nice, but then it's like, well, the purpose of it is to clap for the NHS. The NHS is being abused right now by the government. So it feels really weird. I mean, how long are we going to do it for?
That's a good point.
We're going to clap because this is going to go on forever. Not forever, but a long time. We're going to clap every Thursday. I might be busy one day.
I think maybe when people start genuinely to go back to some sort of normality, maybe it won't happen. But I actually just went out to get the headphones to do this, when I'd get from the car, and somebody said, "See you bagpipes later, mate." It's like, and I'm thinking, oh God, I've got to do it every week now. Not that I ever need an excuse to play my bagpipes, as you know.
Yeah, but it's funny because I actually, the last few weeks in a row, have nearly forgotten. And then Mum's come and rung the bell.
Or you've heard the pipes.
Or I've had the pipes. And then I rush out because I keep forgetting. Because every day, I mean, I don't know, it's Thursday today.
That is a big problem, this thing about the days, isn't it? And that's the other reason why football, feminism and everything in between. You need football in your life. You need to know it's game day.
Or you need feminism and periods, because that's a really good way to know the month.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really good, the period, right, which is when a woman or someone who bleeds, is. They bleed once a month for a few days.
And you bled in Tesco's the other day, or Marks and Spencer's.
M&SQ. A man stopped me and told me I'd leaked. Mum thought that was quite rude, but I thought it was quite nice.
You thought he was being rude?
Mum thought it was rude that he had told me, but actually it was quite, he didn't do it in a rude way. He was like, by the way, you've got, like, it was bad. It was like a crime scene.
For God's sake, what are you wearing?
I was wearing baby pink trousers. Really expensive. Not expensive, but like Adidas.
No, I saw scene. I saw the scene where you were...
Yeah. You know. Anyway, thank God for my mother, because she got it out.
I know, I was just sort of shaking my head.
Anyone listening, if you don't know this, if you have a kid or someone has periods of blood, my mum says you should never wash blood out with hot water, always cold water. And it came out, all came out.
Okay.
Gallons of blood.
Actually, the hysteria calmed quite quickly that day. I thought that was good.
What was the hysteria? It was normal. Periods are so normal.
No, I wasn't about the period. The hysteria about the trousers.
Well, I was annoyed because this is the thing. You have no understanding of what it's like to just be living your life and suddenly realise that you're gushing with blood, wearing your favourite pair of underwear and your favourite pair of trousers, and you were in a queue that was like an hour and a half long to get into Marks and Spencer's. And then I was like, you know what? Because I called Idrissa, my boyfriend, and I said what had happened. He was like, just come home, we'll go to the shops later. And I was nearly in M&S, so I was like, no, I'm just going to go in. So I walked around the shop with this blood, because I was I'm a defiant person. Well, and I'm a bit of a, what's the word?
Rebel.
No, what's the word?
Attention seeker.
What's the word I'm looking for? It is attention seeking.
What?
Oh, you know, you always say this about me.
About me?
People who love, like, to show off about themselves.
Narcissist?
No.
What?
Oh, you always call me this word.
Well, it'll come to you later. Carry on. I always say you've got AS, the attention seeking disorder.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
As, but also such fun to be around.
You are good fun to be around. You've been very good fun during most of it. You can be a bit kind of snappy with your old man and stuff.
With your old man?
Me.
With you?
Yeah. A little bit.
How?
Well, like this morning when you spilt a cup of coffee on your leg because there was a washing basket at the way of the door. And it's like, I said, why did you do that? And it was like, you just sort of lost it with me.
Because why did you ask me why I did that? I didn't purposefully try and spill hot, boiling hot coffee down my leg. I didn't do it for fun.
Well, no, you didn't do it for fun. But it's like, and then you sort of switch into just a bit grumpy.
You know what
bit.
I'm going to say to that? Like, you that, find Grace? It so frustrating when people say, why do you have mental health? Do you remember when Jeremy Hunt said to you, why does Alice Campbell have mental health issues?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Like, when I spilt coffee to myself.
It's really not. It's so not the same. It's so not
anyway,
the same.
Anyway, Mental Health Awareness Week. Let's talk about your mental health. How is it?
Oh, I've had a bit of a dip this week, haven't I? The last 2 days have been bad. Don't know why. Just been sort of, you know, can't be bothered about anything. I've been a bit better today. Mum made me go with her yesterday. We went swimming in the Serpentine first thing, 5:30.
Shador.
That was good. I like that. We went again today. Although we did a bit of an error today, I think. We took the dog.
Oh, God.
So we took the dog, and the plan was I would swim first, Mum would take the dog for a walk, she'd come back, I'd be with the dog. But the dog just, it wouldn't leave. You know how much dog loves me, doesn't want to be. So just kept trying to get back. And then ditto when we saw, she was a little bit confused by the whole thing. And also, it's not like the Heath. I mean, the Hyde Park's got some beautiful trees, by the way. Tree of the day today was an absolute stonker. But you can't really let the dog. There's quite a lot of sort of stuff going
there's
on.
Roads.
There.
It's full of
there
roads.
Are roads. There are lots of bikes, a few horses around there.
Yeah.
A lot of swans. So Skye wasn't really enjoying it as much as he enjoys the heath.
Bless little Skye. Bless. Sausage Skye.
So with the swimming in the serpentine was nice. And it really, you know, I don't know why they can't open the Lido.
They've got a lot of pressure on them.
Yeah, well, the people there, and I get all the stuff about, you know, this thing about, somebody said to Mum that, you know, the reason is that the lifeguards wouldn't be able to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation because of the coronavirus. And I don't know if that's true or not, but, I mean, that goes for any day of the week, anywhere. What about, you know, on a train?
So yeah, but it's much less likely. You don't have lifeguards on trains.
You don't, but I mean...
You legally have to have lifeguards by pools and ponds.
Okay, right.
And
I've never ever...
Were there lifeguards at the Serpentine?
No.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, it's probably because it's a voluntary club. It's a private club, isn't it? I don't know.
Right, interesting.
Anyway, it was nice. I really enjoyed it. And it was nice just sort of feeling the water again. Why has my mental health dipped a bit? I don't know. I think it might be cyclical. Like periods.
Period,
yeah. I often used to think that about my depressions, you know. It was like, they used to come around at the same times of year. And so.
Like the moon.
Might be that. It might just be this thing's going on a bit too long. I also think it really gets, it's interesting. We're doing this at the time the government's doing the briefing. I can't watch them anymore. They're just doing my head in. You know, the lying, the fiddling of the figures, the sort of constant, you know, ramping up and straining.
Try and keep that still. You're moving your hand loads. So hold it there.
Okay, all right.
So it's not moving. Yeah.
Yeah, so those government briefings do my head in. Anyway, it's fine. I'll be fine. Don't you worry about me.
I remembered the word. Exhibitionist.
Do I say that?
Yeah, it just says it a lot.
I don't think you're an exhibitionist.
Dad, I'm a stand-up.
Yeah, but that's what you do for a living. That's fine.
Yeah, exhibitionists.
No, an exhibitionist to me is like, you're a bit, you're very loud. That's, you know, so you are, your voice, you've got two parents who are actually quite softly spoken. But
I think people would disagree with that.
We can hear from you. We can hear you from 100 yards off.
Good. So you can never be caught having sex.
You love having, you love being the centre of attention. Exhibitionism. No, I don't think I agree. I think you're a bit of a narcissist, but that's not the same as exhibitionism. But you're also very nice to other people. You're a very good friend. That's really important.
I don't think
life.
I'm a narcissist. That's really horrible. Donald Trump's a narcissist. I'm not a narcissist.
No, you're not. You're an exhibitionist. Okay.
Yeah, I'm aware of my sort of attention.
You're loud
seekiness.
And proud. Loud
it's
and
not,
proud.
It's not like unaware.
No.
I'm writing something at the moment, which I can't announce what it is, but it's very big and exciting, huge, huge thing.
Am I allowed to tell anybody? I mean, I've not told anybody.
No, you can't tell anyone. No, okay. No, not until I announce it. But I've been thinking about when I was younger and when we had those protesters outside our house. And I have this really vivid memory of this one woman, and she had a visor on and she had big curly hair. And they had, like, Tupperwares full of, like, sandwiches that they'd brought. And I was just thinking, like, today, like, how fucking weird is that that people made a packed lunch to come and protest outside our house?
Did they offer you the sandwiches?
No, but I offered them water.
You didn't? Why?
I did. Just got to wait till you hear about my project.
Okay. I remember Audrey, Mum's mum. Your grandma.
Getting angry at them.
She used to get really angry at them. Then she sort of said, do you want a cup of tea? And that was a journalist. She used to say to the journalist outside there, do you want a cup of tea?
But it's funny because I was thinking, like, they were there all day. They'd come really early and they'd stay all day. Like, I'd go to school and I'd come back from school and they were still there. Where did they pee?
I don't know. Maybe they went up the heath.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Took it in turns.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were tannoy.
What?
They had a tannoy.
Yeah.
They had a little microphone.
What was that chant they used to do?
Campbell, oh, tell me.
Christ. Campbell. Stop the lies. Iraqi children pay the price.
Oh, God. That's intense. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well.
So I remembered it. Remember them. You know, the songs.
Yeah. I really remember that. And then
I remember Rory having to stop me one day. When do you remember the time when they gave you loads of pictures of they gave you loads of kids, pictures of dead kids at Halabja? I don't even remember that. You came back with what was her name? That friend?
Nina.
No. Lives in Luton.
Lauren.
Lauren. And Innes, I think, maybe. Yeah. And they gave you these pictures of, and they'd said to you, ask your dad why he's doing this.
God, it's going to be great.
Do you not remember that? Mm-mm. That was quite intense. And I almost got angry.
Yeah, it was intense.
I remember Rory saying, oh, Dad, don't give him the pleasure.
Yeah, because they were a bit older. I feel like the disadvantage I had is I really had no understanding of what was going on.
Mm.
I feel like Rory and Callum were, you know, they were in secondary school. They were teenagers. They definitely got it, even if they didn't, like, really understand it. But I look back on how I would look at them and react. And I remember this day when me and Lauren, my friend from school, we came home and we were in the living room upstairs and we were looking out on them and just sticking our middle fingers up at them. Because I just thought, haters. And I wonder what I would have done if I was a bit older.
What, you mean you might have joined them?
I don't think I would have joined them, but I think I would have maybe tried to talk to them. This happened when I was 9.
Right.
So I was like, who are these fucking bitches outside my house chatting shit about my dad? I'll do anything for my dad. I'll batter anyone, whatever. You come at me, I'll fight you. But I think if I was a bit older, it would have been different.
Mm.
But what I was going to say about that is this: I'm sort of thinking about like how moments of that...
For the project.
We can't talk about. How moments of that informed my anxiety. And I think... That was definitely where it shifted, where I became really protective of you and didn't want... I always just used to have these really irrational thoughts that you were going to get killed and that I wouldn't be able to stop it. And I've always been quite obsessed with you and Mum dying, not in a positive... Like, I don't want you to die. I want you to never die. But I've been trying to sort of think about where that started, and I think that was definitely... And then also, you know, you getting death threats and all of that stuff, it definitely makes me really anxious.
That's funny. I remember when I did that weird kind of national tour when I left Number 10 years ago. And so I don't know what age you were then. You were still quite young. And I did a thing at the festival hall. I remember you being really upset by some woman shouting at me.
It used to really upset me.
Yeah, whereas I think the boys kind of quite liked a bit of aggro.
I
remember Rory he said he was sitting behind Rod Little and he really wanted to smack him one.
Why?
Because he didn't like him, because he's a right-wing twat.
Oh, yeah, he's that twat in the Times.
Sunday Times, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he didn't, because you don't give those people pleasure.
Yeah, but it is hard. Like, it's funny when you talk about that, and, like, the boys definitely would have been more aggro. I was younger, but I feel like if I was Rory or Callum's age, when all of that was happening, I would have been really aggro. Because I definitely developed such a spiky temper from it, because I was always on high alert that if anyone said something about you or about our family, I would be ready to fight them.
Clan Campbell.
Yeah.
Mm.
But just Taurus energy, you know, I'm a Taurus, like a bull.
Is that a Taurus?
Mm.
Does that mean anything, that stuff?
I'm a bull. I have sort of bullish energy.
Everybody who's Taurus a bull?
Well, all of the ones I know are.
Yeah.
Stubborn, bullish, kind of. It's that headstrong thing.
Well, you're certainly that.
But I've just been thinking about it loads and about how.
So.
Protective I always was of you.
Yeah.
As a kid.
And then that's carried on, isn't it? Because there was that Trump debo. That was hilarious, that was.
Oh my God, that's the best video ever.
It was a video.
Well, I told you, okay, so I'll tell the story. So we were at the Trump demo when Trump had come to London. And it was me and my friend Alice Skinner, who's an amazing artist.
Yeah, who did some great things with the People Vote.
Yeah.
And me and Mum and Miriam and Nick Clegg.
Yeah, so it was Dad and Nick Clegg were the sort of notable people that people were noticing. We were walking through Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
And some little guy with like an emo haircut, he had this fringe that sort of covered most of his face. Really, like, sort of weedy guy. He was proper emo. Was going at you. And me and Alice, I think me and Alice had, like, a few gin and tonic cans as well on the protest. And we just, like, went at him. And I was like, don't you fucking talk to my dad like that. Fuck off. Fuck, like, shut up, basically. And he was like, no, you shouldn't be fucking here. You shouldn't be here. And I was like, get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my face. And you were just standing there sort of laughing. Anyway, like, months later, I don't tell you this story.
No.
I was doing a gig.
Yeah.
And this girl came up to me after the gig. And she was like, my dad saw you at that march shouting at this guy, and like, he's got a video of it. And I was like, can you get me the video? And she sent me the video, and it's annoying because it only has sound for half of it. So I've got the video, but the sound cuts out. But it's so funny because it's like me and Alice, and we're just like properly sticking on this guy.
No, I think it's funny because, I mean, you know, Nick Clegg said it was interesting actually walking through, wasn't it? Because we were both getting grief from different sorts of people.
I know, but that's what was sort of... Yeah, because it was different generations. So, like, Nick Clegg...
He was getting tuition fees and I was getting Iraq. Would
have had people more my age getting angry at him. But even though that guy...
But that emo was your age, wasn't he?
He was young.
Yeah. No, I remember that because he was saying, what fucking right have you got to be here? And I said, what, like, am I sort of part of Donald Trump's team? Is that what you're telling me? And I actually said, well, I'm actually just on my way to dinner with my friend Nick.
We weren't meant to be coming to protest. We just had to come through Trafalgar Square.
And then, I was proud of you that night. I remember Miriam afterwards saying, God, that must be so horrible for Grace. I think she's loving it.
Yeah, but also surely her kids will get that.
Yeah, they must get a bit of it, yeah.
It's interesting because I feel like you basically have to have all of your guards up at all times.
Mm. You do invent things like that. Because as you say, if that had kicked off and that guy who you met, whose dad was filming it, you just need to, you know, it's just out there straight away, isn't it? You just kick off.
Yeah, but you have to, that's the thing, you have to really watch what you do. And like, after that, when I told Alice, no, it wasn't even that. After that happened, Alice was like, oh my God, someone's going to film it. It's going to go on the internet. Like, we look fucking nuts because we were just like screaming at this guy. And we kept Googling it and Googling it to see if it was on Twitter. And no one had shared it. And then we got this video and it was just such a funny video. But it is really like...
Well, did I look cool though? Did I stay cool? Just totally cool.
You looked cool, yeah, but that's, I guess, the big difference. It's like, I've seen you when you lose your cool, and then I have to calm you down. Like at the day after the EU referendum, you know, with that guy Hayden. And you were going to, like, fight him. And if I hadn't been there, there have been multiple occasions where I'm like, God, thank God you had a daughter who loved nepotism and just clinging on to you, because otherwise you would have gotten into some right scraps.
Mm. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe. I didn't realise he was a comedian. That was the thing.
No, I had no clue.
You didn't know?
No. And then I found out.
Oh, I thought you knew him.
No.
He was quite funny.
It was funny, but yeah, it was. That was just a very high tension day.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it's just, it is, been thinking loads about, like, what makes people so, I guess it's like defensive and like good at keeping cool in situations. And I feel like maybe I inherited this from you, but maybe you're not always like this, but it's sometimes people just blow your fuse and you can't control when that's happened, but it can go really wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often these days, but yeah, no, there's been times definitely I've gone off too far. Yeah.
But that's why, you know, without that, we wouldn't have Malcolm Tucker. So, congratulations.
So, how is your loving with Keir Starmer at PMQs going? Did you sit down 12 o'clock yesterday? And give it
I didn't sit down 12 o'clock. What I actually did was afterwards, I watched it. I watched some clips from it.
Mm.
Just to see how his hair was looking.
Lots in the papers were saying that they didn't think he did as well. I thought, listen, he's deaf. Johnson just decided yesterday, I'm going to shout a lot louder, even though there's not much of a crowd. And it was just back to his sort of what he is. I tell you what I really noticed, by the way, in a lot of the foreign media that I'm reading, is how much people are pinning these four people together. Trump, Putin, Bolsonaro, Johnson as the sort of four worst performing leaders on
COVID. Who's Bolsonaro?
Brazil.
Right.
Where Brazil's like off the scale because he's just at the start refusing to acknowledge it was even anything other than sort of a bad cold.
Wow.
And that's the league we're in, and it's shameful. Mm. I feel ashamed that we're sort of in that league now.
What are the numbers like in Russia?
Well, they're bad, and that's even the, you know, that's the numbers that they publish.
Yeah.
Let alone.
So it's basically the pattern is all of these shit
right wing populist men
who are denying that any of this is real, or especially at the beginning.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And you know, the result of that is a death toll.
We'll send the virus packing.
I mean, it's just
squash the sombrero.
So stupid.
So you know, the other day there was something about one of Boris Johnson's daughters to do with Prada bag or clothes or something.
She did an article in Vogue.
Right. So how did you feel about that? Because I can't stand Johnson, as you know, and I think he's a charlatan. I don't think he should be prime minister, but I wouldn't ever get sort of lay into his kids and stuff.
No, I don't think you should. I mean, like.
But people did on that, didn't they?
Yeah, but people do. But people did with us, and people did with, you know, that happens across the board. So obviously, I feel like you can sympathise with them. And also, I feel like Boris Johnson's, he's pretty estranged from those kids. That's what's quite sad. I don't think he has much of a relationship with them. So it's unfair to take out all of the anger that people have on him, on these kids that he doesn't really have much of a relationship with. And he's treated like shit from what we can see on the outside. But I also feel like if I met them, and I have met his daughters before, but if I met them now, I wouldn't refrain from telling them how much of a twat I thought their dad was. With in the same sentence being like, I know that's not a reflection on you, because that's something that has been an ongoing thing for me, is that people will presume that I'm just a extension of your arm.
Mm. Well, you're actually extension of my leg, I think. Is it leg?
Your leg?
It's a joke.
It's a really bad joke. Stick to politics, love. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know,
joking. I think it's really hard, you know, like with those. Remember that video of Jacob Rees-Mogg's kids when they were being abused on the street? And that was really sad because they're like really young children. They haven't done anything wrong, and it's just, it's unfair, and it's kind of embarrassing and pathetic to like bully a child because of how you feel about their parents. For me, wait until they've grown up and then see what they turn out
to
be.
Hanging around to his 80th birthday.
No, and then, you know, if they turn out to be continuations of the Rees-Mogg clan, then you can say whatever you want. But I think when they're a kid and they don't even know what politics is. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Gratitude list.
A gratitude. How do you say that in German?
Die Dankbar. Dankbarkeit? Dankbarkeit?
How do you say it in French?
La gratitude.
La gratitude est encore et j'adore. Moi?
Is it gratitude?
I don't know.
I'm not getting that wrong. Look it up first, and then we'll do it again.
Well, no, it's been recorded now, so I'm afraid.
Okay, my first gratitude.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it something to do with French?
Close.
German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it?
So for your birthday, which is très tôt.
Bientôt.
Bientôt. My mother, Fiona, bought you a very professional and serious German course, because you did German at university, but you've kind of fallen off.
Yeah.
And have you been doing it?
I've been doing it madly.
Wow.
So I've got an online tutor in Leipzig called Andrea. And I've been doing, a couple of hours a day.
How's it feeling?
It's good. It's reminding me that I really liked German when I was doing it at school.
Is it? Do you feel it's all there?
No. I feel a lot of it I'm having to relearn. A lot of it's there. But the course is good. It's the Goethe Institute, and you just do it, all these exercises online. And then I also, she says, she's got 50 students in different parts of the world. And she said to me yesterday, I'm certainly the one who sends the most emails asking for... asking for, you know, what about this word, what about that word, and
that's hilarious.
How do I say this? And But it's good. I'm really enjoying it.
That's very good.
Also ich bin sehr dankbar, dass ich das deine Mutter das als Geburtstagsgeschenk gekauft hat.
Okay.
Es freut mich.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. So will you go on holiday to Germany after this is over?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Ich adore Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin's great.
Berlin's so cool.
So that's the first gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think I would say, yeah, I'm gonna go for the serpentine, the swimming, because as
la
you
natation.
Know, I've been really missing the Lido. I've been missing that a lot, and the Lido's still shut. But so Mum and I have been down to the Serpentine a couple of times, and then I think third, I'm gonna go. We've now got to the end of the eddy.
Oh, j'adore.
Mm, moi aussi j'adore.
J'adore.
Good ending.
The soundtrack of the eddy is so cool. I've been listening to it so much.
So that and it was very French, very sort of chic, sexy.
Oh, it
jazzy.
Was just amazing.
The relationships were really good. Quite complicated.
And I just thought it was so real. I thought there were so many scenes. It was so real, even though it was doing a lot. Like, it's about, there's so many people in it and so many storylines, but it's really well done. Okay, fini. Mine is, mine are, sorry for the gramophobes. I think, first of all, music.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think I'm very unmusical and untalented at music, but...
No, I think you can't play an instrument and you're tone deaf. But
Yeah, but I've got a great taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to so much music. And David Rodigan, who's one of my favourite reggae DJs, does a show on...
Remember how excited you were when you saw it? You followed me on Twitter.
You're so excited. Still am.
You were so excited about
it. He's one of my favourite people. So he does a show every Sunday.
We just grab my phone and send him a few DMs.
I think I've tried that. No, I actually once went up to him at a concert and I said, oh, I'm such a big fan of yours and I actually think you follow my dad on Twitter. And he literally looked at me like, who is this little bitch? Go away. And my friend has it all on video. It was at a Connex concert. Anyway, so he does a show every Sunday and it's 2 hours long. So I slowly make my way through it and discover it's always new music and I discover all this new music. And then
where's his show?
It's on Radio 1 Extra, BBC.
Ah.
Yeah. Every Sunday, 5 till 7.
Okay.
So you'd love it.
Mm.
You'd love it. So I'm really, just really enjoying that because it's helping me concentrate, helping me work.
Do you know who I've been listening to a lot of?
Dolly Parton.
Mm.
I knew you were going to say that.
How did you know that?
Because you've been listening to the podcast about her.
Yeah.
Her music is, I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Have great. You listened to her new stuff?
I'm listening to lots of her stuff.
Have you listened to Blue Smoke?
Yeah.
It's one of the best songs.
Yeah.
Makes me so happy, that song. And I Will Always Love You, of course. Originally written by her.
Of course, yeah. And then Whitney took it to...
That. Did you listen to that in the podcast when she talked
about
that?
Yeah, yeah. Some great stuff in that podcast.
She basically said, which is why I love Dolly Parton, she was like, I don't care if you sing it and get all the credit, just as long as I get the money. So maybe I'll say Dolly Parton. She's amazing on social media.
Mm.
She's got this whole Dollywood and she's just always posting.
Do you know what's really interesting as well about how, you know, she's been with the same guy like forever.
No one knows anything about
him. Anything about him.
Anything.
Quite like, that's quite cool.
It's really interesting. But also she writes all these love songs about like heartbreak. Mm. And actually she's been with this guy for like 50 years. but I think he runs her business. I think he's like a businessman.
Right.
But he's never been seen.
Doesn't go to her gigs?
Never.
No.
It's really
You've been
interesting.
To one.
Really interesting.
To one, yeah.
Okay,
take Dolly, that's good.
Yeah, I love Dolly. Dolly's a great one. And listening to Dolly, some music. And then I'll say my third one was, I did this, you know Angela Scanlon? You mm-hmm. know her, really lovely Irish.
Yeah.
I did a Instagram Live with her last night and it was so fun and nice. And actually we spoke about you because she's got a kid and the kid's like two. And she was saying, actually, this period is really nice for her because it's forced her to stop working.
Mm.
And she thinks she's a bit of a workaholic. And she was talking about how work addiction is the only addiction where other people reward it. So, like, people in your life, if you're doing really well, they'll just say, that's amazing, that's amazing. So you never feel you have to stop. And I thought that was really interesting. Then we were talking about you, because I think you've had work addiction in your life. And the thing I'm grateful for, which I'm finally coming on to, is that I don't think I have that. I think I love work, and I love kind of doing things, being feeling like I'm on the right track, making money, but I'm so good at switching off and having time off.
Mm. No, I'm not good at that.
You're not good at that. I was saying this, I was like to Angela, every time I see you, you're like, well, I've just written 6 blogs, 1 book, 5 million tweets and blah, blah, blah. What
have
you done?
Work. That's not work.
It is.
Best thing on Twitter this week has been the...
bagpipe violin.
The bagpipe violin.
Kathy Newman.
Oh, do you know what I think it was when Scott Brown came out for me? Celtic win the title and then Scott Brown comes out for me like that. And then Joey Barton comes out for me. Ian Blackford came out for me.
Wow, really? What about Nicola?
No. No, Nicola didn't. Emily Thornberry came out for Kathy. Welcome.
Yeah, I mean...
You're welcome.
Doesn't make much difference, does it?
No, it's been good fun.
Good.
I think Kathy's been was a bit shocked by my determination.
Oh, yeah, but she shouldn't have been. It's perfectly obvious that you're going to... I mean, I've been sending the link to a Twitter poll.
Oh, yeah.
To all my friends. And I'm like, can you just please vote in this? It really means a lot to my dad. You know, he's once the second most powerful person in the country, and now he's just really obsessed with his Twitter poll all night, whether or not he's really good at playing bagpipe. It's hilarious.
Kathy's good, though.
She's really good, yeah. Mm. Cool. Goodbye, everyone.
Right, listen, it was lovely to talk to you again, Grace.
Yeah, you too. Nice to see you, Dad. See you at the clap.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.